Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Derek the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate you being here on the RBN Network.
Eric, please?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Gary Don. Could I please just have a moment?
Yeah, take your time.
No problem. On your sheriff thing, you know, I've been a sheriff guy all my life, and I was... You know, always convinced that maybe this was the way it should be. But just real quick, like, the IRS does a notice of lien on you when you have lien on your property, if you have property. Then the IRS takes the notice of lien and takes it to the county clerk. The county clerk changes it to a regular lien, however that works out, whatever it is. Maybe there's people smarter than I am. I hope Chris can help me with this, and you can. And they put it into a regular lien, and then they give it to the county sheriff to enforce, the lien of the property is taken and given. If the sheriff goes out and serves the lien, and then the property, when it's taken, is turned over to the IRS. Find me a sheriff that hasn't done that.
There you go. That's my point exactly.
I'd add to that whole thing. I didn't want to discredit what you're going forward with there. We've got people in this country who think these sheriffs are God. You know, some act like it, okay? Some don't quite act like it, but they, in their presence, I feel like they feel there's some superior being because... They say, "Oh, I'm a constitutional sheriff." Well, I have not run into one in my lifetime. As close as I came to one was probably out in Idaho County. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I don't know if he served liens or not. But if they do it in their county and they do it in Michigan all the time, and I'm sure they do it in New York, whenever they come after your property, see, the IRS, the notice of lien doesn't mean nothing. But when they turn it over to the county, and then the county converts it. I appreciate whatever you guys have to say or add to that to make it more rightfully stated. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Great example. And it's they convert, and then that's my point. And then they go through the quote unquote due process. You know, because they always throw that in there. Well, we're not going to ever seize anybody's property without due process and a lawful order from a local judge. Your lawful order from your local judge is totally corrupt, just as bad, if not worse, than the feds thing, which the federal sometimes is not even as bad as the local garbage. So don't give me that. And you're right. They convert it. They do a little legal, a little bar association mambo, and they jump. They dance a little. The bar, the ends of court tango, and they dance around a little bit with their procedural garbage. They clean up the lien, run it through the county, and all of a sudden the sheriff thinks it's legal and lawful because it got issued by the county court. That's why they're, you know, I've heard statements, you know, that are just, look, almost all these sheriffs, none of them are the real full package. I don't expect anybody to be perfect. I'm not looking for perfection. But that's a different story from enforcing partial tyranny. There's a big difference between there's a big difference between partial tyranny, two-thirds tyranny team, and perfection. I'm not looking for somebody to be perfect. I'm just not looking for somebody who's going to do two-thirds tyranny or one-third tyranny tango and still, like you said, still enforce the liens from the IRS, still enforce the unlawful county property seizures because it came from the county court. Well, I got to obey that, you know. Blah, blah, blah. They're always going to have some justification. I've never seen a real sheriff who was truly the real deal all down the line. No drug war, no, you know, the ones who claim to be, you know, keeping the FDA off the Amish farmers' land is out arresting kids for having a marijuana pipe. I don't think that's appropriate. That once again, partial tyranny. You're getting 50%. You're getting partial disclosure. You're getting that, you know, what they talk about on the internet is partial disclosure. They're going to tell you a little bit of alien thing here. They're going to open up the JFK file. It's 70 years ago there and get everybody talking about ancient history. And I know it does lend a window into the modern, you know, corruption. We already know it's modernly corrupt. JFK files are not much, are little consolation to those of us who want the full truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God, not so help us Lucifer with the black robes and the witch's court. So,
you know,
I thought it was interesting that the Chinese, yes, go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was going to say to Gary's point, which was really relevant, the part that is not addressed there in his comment and your answer is that the IRS is nothing but a private-born corporate debt collector, and that the sheriff is deceived to believe that they have some mighty authority of a God-man because they come from the federal government is preposterously absurd and shows the incompetency of the sheriff not qualifying and doing his due diligence to critically inspect the documents and find out where the purported authority for the IRS's alleged claim, whether it's lawful or unlawful. And that is a critical failing of competence on the part of the sheriff or his agent, deputy, is acting to supposedly determine whether it's lawful or unlawful to then convert the lien levy, fine, or tax to a true lien under the county and to enforce it and aid them in stealing property under the guise that they have lawful paperwork, which may not be as portrayed.
Well, I even told our local sheriff here, a couple of them, and I proved to him by showing that the IRS doesn't have an OSB number. I'm sure you're all aware of that.
Exactly, you're a foreign debt collector.
Yeah, they're foreign debt collectors.
It is nothing more than a hit squad for a foreign collection agency, which is the private banks of the Federal Reserve, who are unlawfully printing our currency, claiming the Sixth Amendment has standing, which it doesn't. You cannot legalize the unlawful. And that's the whole problem. Go ahead.
More accurately, it's the World Bank and the UN and the International Monetary Fund.
Yeah, the Bank of Settlement, International Settlements, and the Vatican Bank, which launders all the drug money for their cut.
Precisely.
That's why you don't see any of these you don't see Archbishop Pepe or in Vegas coming out in favor helping the Bundys in any way unless we start calling him, and I think that button needs to be pushed even more now, and maybe this whole thing with the Bundys will get dismissed. So I'm suggesting that people politely and professionally but firmly turn up the heat on the Diocese of Las Vegas, Archbishop Pepe. What I'll do is I'll give the number out tomorrow night for those who can't go online. I'll try to get an email as well. But, you know, you're going to have to do some little footwork on your own, people. I can't do everything for you. You know, it's easy. The Diocese of Las Vegas. It's Archbishop Pepe. Just type in Archbishop Pepe, P-E-P-E. Isn't that interesting that the head of someone who's intimately involved with the largest pedophile network in the world, the Catholic Pharisee priesthood, has a name, P-E-P-E. So I thought that was kind of humorous in a disgusting way, forgive me, but good God. I mean, and they do play the name game. You'll see some very, very bizarre names, the Vicar Generals. It's It's when you go down the rabbit hole, it's twisted, and they do things to I think really kind of just toy with people and have fun sometimes in a sick way. I mean, why would they want to hold the Bundys in jail for a year and a half when they obviously knew all along that they were no threat to society? That's why they're letting them go now. It's crystal clear. Well, I'm sure part of the reason was also that holding these men who had no propensity and there was no evidence that they could in any way be a threat. There was no violence even close to being done. Just the fact that people had arms, it means absolutely nothing. There was no violence done or threatened to be done at the Bundy situation. It was not done. So there was no reason to hold them, and she's only letting them go now because the pressure is coming from all the way around. So people turn it up. And remember, that the Vicar General, who is the more of the hands-on manager and a little more accessible, that's why I recommend calling the Vicar General, but he works for the Archbishop. And when you read the litany of globalist pig organizations that this Archbishop Pepe has been involved with, he's just a classic, just reeks of a Jesuit Vatican, and he reports right back to Rome. This is a military organization, people. This isn't a Church of Christ or anything to do with God. This is a military organization in religious drag. So to get the sheeple to do anything that you require them to do and support any type of global, international, sick global agenda garbage that comes out of the Pope's mouth. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I'm just laughing and humor. I like the way you're describing very accurately. In fact, when you listen to his name, the way you say it, it sounds like he could be the one following Seti, the Egyptian Roman god cult, if you will. And so it's a very close-sounding nome de guerre, name of war, which they adopt to give themselves a lineage to the Roman sun god, only it's one letter off.
Absolutely. And back to the military organizational structure. What are they doing calling someone who's supposed to be, you know, an emissary of the Lord or whatever they claim to be, a vicar? What are they doing calling him a vicar general? What are they doing
thinking
of military? I mean, it's right there in your face. Look at the military term they're using. And I'm not calling him, you know, like little Hitler or something. I'm not using some pejorative term that I'm making up. They're look in your dictionary, people. Vicar general. They're listed online, people. Vicar general. JCL, moderator of the Curia, which are the families that fled Rome and into Northern Europe. Look up the Curia, C-U-R-I-A. And it's the manifest, the Pope's on hands management of the entire country in the United States of America. Every square inch of land in this country is covered by some diocese.
Eric, like, you know, we listen to how we're told words are said for our life, and we assume that that's the correct way. However, I think a more accurate speaking of that title is the Vicar or Vicar of the Lord Baal, if you will. And so when you see that VI, that refers to the six-point star bar chamber of Satan.
That's right. Yeah, very, very good, very astute observation there. And even their own system refers to the Pope as the Vicar of Christ, the Vicar. And then they put a Vicar General in charge of every county. It's the diocese is nothing more than a word for your county, and they don't exactly set it up. You know, the structure is exactly the same, but there's a diocese to cover every area of this country. And so everywhere where I went, you know, the diocese of this city, diocese of that city, Rochester has one, you know, Tampa, Florida, there's one in Salt Lake City, and there's one in Vegas, there was one in Portland, Oregon for the Tom's case, and the Vicar General in Vegas is named Robert Stokig, and the Archbishop is named Pepe, and the Vicar General answers to the Bishop, and you can be guaranteed, you can be rest assured that the Archbishop or some of his associates that would be more expendable, because he is a public figure and it'll be seen if he shows up at some meeting or tries to go somewhere, it's a little more, you know, in the public eye. he's kind of the final shot caller, and kind of more, even more of just a, like a spy, like a reporter back to Rome. Everything, these decisions with the Bundy stuff had been made well ahead of time, and they weren't made by this prosecuting attorney, whoever that fool is. He's nothing more than a bar member bootlicker that does whatever he's told by the communist pigs that run Nevada, which is nothing more than an extension of New York. My apologies. We're doing everything we can here, trust me. Buy local, fix local. So turn up the heat on the Archbishop Pepe, P-E-P-E. Go online, read his bio. You tell me, okay, call his office and say, well, you know, if you're a man of God, send him an email and say, please respond to this email. Then keep it brief. You know, if you're a godly man, what are the Bundys being held for on a victimless crime? This is torture is being committed in a private prison in your diocese. I require you to do everything in your power and beyond to remedy this matter. Please respond and acknowledge that you received this. And if they get 1,000 of them, they're going to freak out. They're going to melt down. They look at even 10 or 20 people calling as a lot. So your voice does matter. Don't think it doesn't. Don't think you're just, you know, and you're not going to see the world change overnight, so you don't know if your voice made a difference. Trust me, it makes a difference. The system definitely hears the public pressure. So however you like to communicate, by letter or email or phone call, but pick your passion. I mean, pick an issue somewhere. I hear that beep that says we might have a caller. But pick your passion and call calling your congressman is okay, but nothing's really going to get done until you put the heat on the Archbishop's office. And emails are great. Ask for a response. Follow it up with a phone call. And if they don't respond, keep calling. You have every right, legal right, to call any establishment every single day as long as you have a quote-unquote legitimate purpose for calling. And you certainly do if you're interested in a case that's going to be precedent, that will be nationwide precedent-setting case here. So it's going to affect people in Georgia and Vermont and you know, Montana and Texas and New York and everywhere, Florida, all over everyone's going to be affected by this case. And many aspects of everyone's life are going to be affected by this case, by the outcome of what happens here. People, I've watched it happen. I've watched the surrogate courts to dish everything to the Vicar General's office, Social Security settlements, estates into the millions of dollars, wealthy upstate New York estates. And the attorneys come in and clean it out, rip people off right to the zero. I've got several calls from people who were destitute that should have inherited millions of dollars from their parents, and the attorneys went into the administrative surrogate court under Judge Calvaruso, who was a senior partner at the law firm that he was appointing over everybody's estates. And we would just pass one simple ruling that said the estate can be accessed to pay for legal fees, and then in come the attorney board, and out comes all the money, and they left people with nothing.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
That's Buddy Rich. Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze, on your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please, come back to me. On a mule in a jet, with your hair in a net, or a towel ringing wet, I don't care. This is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn highway to dust, break the law if you must. Move the world only just. Come back to me, come back to me. Corner saloon and to rack and to room, mademoiselle, where in hell can you be?
Well, oh, you can be right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Eric the Freedom Screamer and Gary and Chris. Thank you for joining us tonight. Appreciate you being here, people. So, yeah, in comes the I've watched the surrogate court give everything, anything and every, oh, and children seized by CPS. That was the worst of all. To see the ruling by, I think it was Judge Bartlett in Schoharie County that was giving the children that were seized by CPS. And the woman who was the CPS head in that area was also, I believe, married to one of the chiefs of police or something like that. So that she would just basically put the case right in her husband's. You'd find the kids, put them in the case of their husband, and the police would see, go to the court, the CPS with the police, and they would get the court order, and Judge Bartlett would immediately dish the children off to Catholic Charities for, quote, examination. So the Vicar General, who manages Catholic Charities, is right there online. Was the first person that would get their hands on children after they were grabbed by Child Protective Services. How's that? How do you like that one, folks? And you're worried about the Zionist bankers? The Zionists can't get crap done without the Jesuit Vatican banking establishment, the henchmen, okay? So you want to cut off the muscle and the enforcement arm from the Zionist bankers? Those people can't tie their own shoes. They can't do anything. They require the Church of England, the Church of Rome. They require the Committee of 300 and all their subservient groups and the corporations, you know, who are owned by these big block stockholders, the royal families, 15 families, and so you know you have to go after the enforcers. they're the ones who are responsible for putting all this in play. And so there's the Vicar General's office getting everything, including human flesh, children. First thing, right after child pedophile services, right through the witch's court, dishes it right off to the vicar. Nice, huh? What do you think about that, Gary and Chris? Chris, what do you think?
I think it's good. But don't forget Tommy in Tennessee, Eric.
Oh, thanks for reminding me on that. Yeah, let's get right to our caller now. Yeah, I'm going to see if we get interrupted by the break. Fear not. We'll keep you, hold you over, and let you get your say. What is your say tonight, Tom in Tennessee?
Hey, good evening. Thank you very much. I was just making a few notes where he was talking there about some things he was talking about to touch upon. It came to my mind while you were talking. This planet has, as I understand it, never been free. It's a slave colony, okay? So, we gotta look at the larger what's going on here. The other thing is we're dealing with it's spiritual, and we're dealing with unseen fiction entities. Dealing with a fiction language through the fraudulent use of the conveyance of a fiction language, have they been able to do what they do? Because while words mean things, they don't mean exactly what you think they mean, because the judicial system does not, the court does not use Webster Dictionary. They gave that to you and me to use. And so when you walk into a courtroom, you might as well be walking into an embassy in a foreign country where you don't understand
black,
the language.
They use Black's Law, the Book of the Witch, absolutely. And they warp all these words, they come up with this garbage like constructive possession, because they can't make enough money and incarcerate enough people through regular possession, because that would require actual holding. And the dictionary says actual holding or occupancy. They can't come up with that. So they got to say constructive possession means if it's in your car down the street, it's in your... Well, total lies. It's the Book of Lies, Black's Law. But it's good to at least know their plan, and so I do encourage people to at least get knowledge. There is some knowledge in there, but be careful. A lot of it is twisted, and you have to have your discernment on very high. And right after this break, we're going to have Gary and Chris comment on what you were saying about the spiritual battle that we're in and how this is a matter of principalities, so to speak. So hold with us till after the break, Tom. You want to hang on for a minute? You're welcome to hang there. This is a great one for Gary and Chris. So we're going to turn this over to Gary and Chris as soon as we come back after the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us on the RBN Network. It's Eric, Radio Screamer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. We have Tom in Tennessee. I just wanted to, before we go back to, I could go back to reading articles about Chinese tank drills in Djibouti tomorrow. I wanted to get some time here to let Chris and Gary talk about the spiritual battle that we're in and the nature of how all this stuff in the courts and everything, you know, the witch's court, how it manifests over into the, how this is the spiritual principalities and powers, you know, that we're battling are not always of this earth. I wish it would probably be easier if they were, but, you know, I don't know that, because I think without the powers of this earth are so powerful and evil that we need the Creator, and without it we'd be sunk. So I go back to what I always say, we're not going to win this battle without God on our side. So it's. I encourage people to always take a righteous stand and pose questions rather than make comments, because comments are, you know, relatively non-respondable. Whereas if you put a question, you know, why? What is your sheriff? What is your relationship with a cult called the Freemasons, Mr. Vicar or Mr. Archbishop? What involvement? You know, have you had with whatever? There's plenty to ask them. What is your involvement with the global government? What do you think of the Pope's comments on Jesus being Satan? What do you think about? Make them come out and justify what they're doing. What justification do you have, Mr. Vicar, if you're a godly man, to allow this to happen in your diocese, where men have been held for almost 2 years for standing strictly on their private property rights and the rights for to own their own cattle and not have it stolen by the cattle rustlers at the BM division of the federal government. Okay, so anyway, before we get back to Tom in Tennessee and Gary's and Kristen's comments on the spiritual battle, I just wanted to recap this last little article here. I'm just scratching the surface, but I thought it was interesting that China has deployed at least two DTL-11 8x8 amphibious tank destroyers to Djibouti. That's in Africa. It was revealed when photographs and TV footage were released showing a live fire exercise carried out by the People's Liberation Army Navy Marines Detachment. Yeesh, that's a tongue twister. The People's Liberation Army Navy Marines Detachment, now based in the country of Djibouti. Or is Djibouti the capital of... I thought Djibouti was a city in a country which name escapes me, but if Djibouti is a country, I apologize. I do know this. I think Djibouti is a small country in northern Africa. Anyway, I thought that was the capital city of someone clarify me on this. What is it, Mike? Okay, Djibouti is both a country and a capital and a city, and it's a small country in Africa, right? And we appreciate Mike coming up with that so quickly. Mike works miracles. Thank you, Mike, on the board. So, by the way, the new AFRICOM military base is 5 miles down the street from the Chinese military base in Djibouti. That means they can't. Can anybody say global army, one world army? I don't see any friction you see between China and the U.S. is staged. I don't see any friction at all. It looks like at the highest levels that we're joined at the hip, at the corporate level, and the corporations and the bankers always pull the strings of the military. The military is just going to be steered and do what they're told to do. Military organizations do that. Military organizations like the Vatican with their vicar generals do that. So I thought it was very interesting that the Chinese are having a live fire exercise with tank destroyers, new tank destroyers, 5 minutes down the road from our AFRICOM base in Africa. So one of two things is going on. They're either going to start a friction conflict between the two. How convenient to have them so close. Whoops, one of their missiles came over. They had a live fire exercise, and, you know, because the AFRICOM base is only 5 miles away, a stray shell is not an unrealistic worry, unrealistic concern. Am I wrong? Okay, so whoops, the shell went over 5 miles off and hits the... I could just see it now. What a flash point. It's like setting up Israel right in the middle of all the Arabs. What do you think's going to happen? Armageddon, World War III, you know, all the things that the globalist pigs want. All the chaos, so they can have the order. They know they're not going to get the order, New World Order, out of peace. If people are prosperous and at peace and happy, they're satisfied with their local situation and wrapped up with bread and circus and the holidays, real happy, fine. Okay, so, you know, there's... So anyway, I thought it was very interesting that Djibouti has both the Chinese and the American military bases being set up within a stone's throw, or a mortar shell launch, or a stray 50-caliber round just a stone's throw away from each other. Sounds like a recipe for disaster to me, or... Of course, not in the eyes of the evil entities who are running the Antichrist system, because they think that it's a good thing to have this chaos. They knock a few hundred million people off the face of the earth with a giant war, a conflict, to get their population reduction and a new world order along the way. The last few knock off the patriots like Tom Akavar and the Bundys along the way through the witch's court at the local level, and get their, you know, eventually get their new world order out of chaos and a whole bunch of less people, and then knock off all the patriots along the way. Boy, gee, boop, 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 boom, dang, zoom, done deal, boop, boop. Okay, all over. That's the plan at the top of who's running the ship of this earth right now. It's just obvious. One after another of military contracts and
Czech Republic, Miopta could enter CV90 supply chain under the terms of a memorandum of understanding with Saab, oh, your lovely car maker. Czech company Miopta will provide line-of-sight optical components for the fire control system of the CV90 infantry fighting vehicle in a move that could lead to local production in the country. Great. Let's put people back to the jobs are coming home, people. Going to be in the military-industrial complex over the security state, or you're not going to get hired. All right, back to you, Tom and Gary. Talk about the spiritual battle we're in and how this all transcends the earthly and is actually a battle of powers and principalities against all the rest of us, the earthlings. Go ahead.
Who's that, me?
I might just jump in just a minute. This is Gary Donald.
Sure.
I'll jump in just a minute, and then I think you wanted Chris and then Tommy back, but... Tommy, you're exactly right in what you're saying. We have machines out here that are available to pick up these energies. Some people call them Star War rates. Some people call them Dark Forces rates. And even when Yodi Vahi was in the flesh, was walking the face of this earth, he told Satan, "You get behind me." Okay? He instructed him what to do. So oftentimes we have illnesses and sicknesses, and many of these things have rates, and they have energy calculation on them. And we find many times a lot of people, there's so much metal sickness today. A lot of this is strictly these forces, dark forces, I call them, Star Wars rates, whatever you want. So you're absolutely right, Tommy. This is something that's bigger than that's being even thought out here or thought about. I yield. Chris?
Yeah.
I yield to Chris.
Yeah.
But, you know, Eric, your comment you let off as part of the discussion of who we're battling against, we're told in Psalms 9:1-1, not coincidentally, that we battle not against evil and perverse wicked men and women, but against the principalities of evil. And this is exactly what this battle is. It's the battle between good and evil, between Gog and Magog, between the light and the dark. And so this is why it's very, very complex. Thank you.
And how do you think it initially manifested itself? In which organizations or cults or societies or groups would you think were the earliest manifestation that we can trace back?
You have to go back to Nimrod and the power of Babel, Shamiranus, Moloch, and Baal is about the earliest I think we can go back, although it may also be with I guess you'd call it the synagogue of Satan, the Pharisees, Sumer, Babel, and Cain, Cain of Baal. These are really the earliest recorded histories we have of evil and the principalities of evil.
Boy, it sure is. Just look what they're doing to people. Want to add something, Tom?
Yeah, there's several things I could say. This planet was invaded and occupied millions of years ago, and it was never supposed to be the aberration that it was, turn out this way. But yes, you guys, it's a... I don't necessarily like to use the word war because we want to get away from that. But it is what it is. Light and dark could the ultimate test. Could we pass every test? And that is, could we pull ourselves, lift ourselves up high enough out of the lower vibration of all this negativity and the polarization to one day finally, ultimately ascend out of it? That's the test. And it's a spiritual test. It's invisible. You can't see it. A test with the individual self, that he could come together with himself in order to come together with the others' selves. And we're being bombarded with a tremendous amount of negativity from all directions, bombarded on our psyche, and we're limited in our capacity with, our intelligence because we've been dumbed down severely, and we need help. But nobody's going to save us, but we will get help so that the field, the playing field can be leveled. Let's say the playing field can be leveled so that we, the people, can finally know through disclosure of the truth about all the lies that we've been living and accept the fact that we are the warlike creature. We have caused the problem individually, accept my part, and clear my path as I go along and stop being codependent on a system that's not out for our best interest, and to release our energy from this very thing that needs our energy to work, this fiction non-entity, and then it could go away. Fighting something is only putting the fire on the fire. There's another way, and that's not giving it the energy, but to understand what's happening here, the identity theft of the individual so that he could not have the actual time in a day to live his and figure out what, who and what he is, because his time has been stolen to make these realizations and determinations. And so it's all a fiction play, dog and pony show from hell. And we're serious. And we got comedy clubs out here, people just laughing off the tyranny because they've been dumbed down enough to they can't, don't have, want the any way away from the official dream, the Alice in Wonderland, Wizard of Oz dream that it is what it is out here, when in fact it's really not. And it's very bizarre. And so many things going on in the background to be kept secret that need to be disclosed so that people could actually live their lives with governing or, let's say, a body that you can operate in good faith and full disclosure so that you could tell the truth. And right now it's criminalized so that you can't really be your authentic self and say what you mean and mean what you say. And this is spiritual, that we come out and we say what we mean and mean what we say. We don't say things we don't mean. And pardon me?
Yeah, continue, Tom.
And this is what I've been learning myself, to tell the truth. But how can you tell the truth in a sea of lies? We're all lying right now. And you've got to be able to someday, this way I look at it, someday to, you know, not be disrespectful or so insulting, but you've got to be able to say what you mean and mean what you say respectfully without... someone with a differing belief system wanting to do harm to you because they don't agree with what you said. And,
well, yeah, well, sure. It threatens their paradigm, and it threatens the lie that certain people want to live in. And as soon as truth tellers come along, we get scorned. Tom, thank you so much. I'm going to scoop because we got one more caller and short time.
Okay,
so if you wouldn't mind, we're going to split the time with you and another person. Thanks for sharing that. And excellent observations, Tom, as always. Thank you, Tom. Tom, get back with us again next week. And who do we have now next, Mike? Oh, West Virginia. One of my favorite states. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, I just want to remind people from, this is my observation of the Christian religion. From what I've read, it seems to me like what happened was whenever your creator expelled the Satan from heaven, he thought he was more powerful than the creator. So he said, okay, well, we go down to earth and you win over as many souls as you can. We'll see who wins. Basically, I'm trying to paraphrase here real quick. But anyhow, but you can't steal them. You have to win them over. So basically what that means is, you have to contract, and if you'll notice, they also always have to tell you, that's another stipulation that the Creator made, you have to let them know what you're going to do. And then that's their choice if they want a contract or whatever. But if you'll notice that in all your movies or in the newspapers, or there's always somewhere that they'll telegraph what they're doing or what's going on or what's going to happen before it ever happens. And this is a war between good and evil. But just remember that in order for evil to win, you have to sell your soul, and you have to basically contract with Satan. He cannot take it. He cannot take your soul, period. He's trying to win over as many souls as he can down here on earth, because that's what the agreement was between him and the Creator. Was if he can, then you can, there you go, you can take over heaven or whatever, the universe. And God just laughed at him and said, "We'll go for it.
Oh, that's scary.
Hey, let's see how many you get."
That's kind of a scary thought. No, great observations. This is why freedom is so important. That's why I am Eric the Freedom Screamer, because without that free will, you're not able to make the true choice between joining good or joining evil. And so, the caller's right. Satan has to get you to turn your soul over willingly to a great extent. Now, there is a lot of deceit out there, and I will say that the witches and Nazis aren't always honest with everything they're doing. But I know what you're saying. They telegraph.
But freedom. But freedom starts within.
Uh huh.
Freedom starts. Freedom starts within.
Chris has a comment. Chris.
Well, Edwin Bernays, the father of propaganda, in his treatise by the same name, Propaganda, tells us near the end of the treatise that if we can convince them that it's for their benefit, then their consent is our victory. They are deceived to believe in the lie that's benefiting them when it really benefits the adversary. That last part was my comment to his, that if they can convince us that it's for our benefit, then they can get our consent by deceit. That's what Bernays preaches, and that complies with what our guest has just supplied.
He is certainly the father of modern propaganda, Edward Bernays. Thank you for the call. I love West Virginia. Check in with us again next week. We're coming down toward the end of the show. Excellent observation. You have to be free before you can legitimately turn your soul over to Satan. You know, he can only deceive you so much. There has to be a certain amount of, like the caller said, you know, a willingness on the part of the man or woman to turn their soul over to the dark side. And often, it's not like, you know, the horned demon comes out and says, "Will you join me or will you not? I give you millions. You get all the women and property you want." Oh, no, it's not always like that. It comes more subtly, and it comes in with offers, you know, from entities that you clearly have severe, serious reservations about. Once again, like a military comes to mind right now. The modern military is in no way a defender of the Republic. You know, it's been corrupted. The guys that in it, I'm sure, you know, I know a lot of them are great guys, but they're serving an evil master. And there has to be a limit to how much you can do that and still claim good guy status. It's time for our military to get their rear ends home and start defending us against enemies domestic, which are plentiful. Just look at what the Bundys are going through in Nevada, being held for almost 2 years with no bond. And the law even requires... Go ahead, Chris.
Well, back to your comment about the Vicar General... The word term general is Jean Ra-El, Ra being the sun god, El being a god. So it's the genes of the god El.
A very astute observation. Thanks, Chris. It's the people, if you want to make your voice as powerful as possible, that as powerful as you can, as just one person, I know you may not realize the amount of effect that it has, because when it's combined with all the other people who call and communicate their concerns about these cases, it does definitely make a difference. But turn up the heat on Archbishop Pepe, Vicar General Robert Stokic. Those are the two big cheeses in this whole Bundy thing. They could make it go away quite easily. And if the heat gets turned up high enough on them, they'll require
the prosecutors to do things like suggest to the judge that they don't feel the defendants are a threat because they've been behaved themselves in court, blah, blah, blah. And it'll look like the judge had a change of heart. And it'll, the judge, I could almost guarantee you, that was not her idea to let the Bundys and everybody walk out. I don't know for sure, but I've been doing this for a while, and I can my intuition's usually pretty good. Bet you dollars to donuts that the prosecutor got the word from Washington that this whole Patriot persecution is making the whole Trump administration look like year number 9 of the Obama administration, and do something and that's my gut. That's just kind of a feeling I have. That's probably what happened. And of course, everything in there is approved or disapproved by the vicar's office or the archbishop. Nothing gets done without them. Those are the overseers. Those are the gatekeepers. Those are the kind of the plantation bosses, so to speak. Watch over us slaves out here and can structure everything through the bar. So legislatively, it looks good. Tight T's crossed, I's dotted. Everything's legal and lawful now. We got the order from the county court. You know, they don't back up and realize who the international esquires were that passed those statutes to the state capitol unlawfully, who the internal revenue hit foreign agency hit squad is that's behind the lien, as Gary was talking about. I mean, I'm sorry to break the news to all the people in the system, especially the supposed constitutional sheriffs. You're going to have to get yourself really fully schooled, put your nose to the grindstone, and realize the level of evil that you're participating in, and start giving us the full package instead of this partial garbage. Yeah, I listened to the rebroadcast where Lori read the things that they're not going to confiscate, and land and property was not on the list. They always talk about we're not going to take your guns. They never say we're not going to take your house. I want to hear a sheriff say that. We're not ever going to take your house or your farm. I don't care who tells me it's okay. That's what I want to hear. Those are the boots I will lick. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, callers.